find a comfortable seated position. Don't worry what if your comfort looks like to other people. Don't try to be the Buddha. Don't try to look like a statue. Just feel what feels comfortable to you. Now, if during the next period of time, during the meditation, obviously the ideal is to sit without moving, but if you find that at some point you're in a lot of discomfort, the idea is to very mindfully, which means of course slowly as well, change your position. But do it in a way that doesn't disrupt your own calm or disrupt the awareness of the person around you. So that means try to be quiet with your movements if you have to move. But it's best to try to find a position where you don't really need to move during the meditation. Because when you want to bring your awareness into the body, it's best to let go of the idea of moving it. And it's always good to slightly pull the back of the head up a little bit, which slightly, if you like, tucks the chin in a little bit, and pull your shoulders back, if you like, a little bit, so that they open up the chest so that air comes into the body easily. And when you're ready, lower your eyelids to fully closed. Now, if you find having your eyelids fully closed is uncomfortable, you can leave them at half mast or just look at the ground in front of you. But we're going to try to bring our awareness into the body, which of course means into the present moment, which is where our life happens. It actually doesn't happen in the past or in the future. Our life happens right here and now. If at first you'd like to use the sounds in the room, my voice or the cars from the street, the occasional buzzers from the front door to ground you in the present, you can do that as well. Let's set a couple of intentions, which are always a good idea at the beginning of meditation. The first intention is to be patient and compassionate with ourselves, to not bring that normal, or normal for so many of us, judging, harsh mindset where we beat up on ourselves when we find something difficult. Everybody finds meditation difficult, even many years into the practice. So don't judge yourself if you find your mind jumping around or if it's busy. Try to bring a spirit of calm, spirit of understanding. And each time just gently bring your mind back to whatever we're focusing our awareness on. Try to let go of any ideas about the way our meditation should be. And whatever is going on in your mind and body, let's try to work with it and relax it. You can again from the spirit of being patient, compassionate. We can also make a pact with ourselves to put aside the big stories that we've been carrying around about our lives, the big events, the big worries. Whatever narrative we've been living in for the last period of time, the spiritual place is where we can go and put down these stories and just allow ourselves to become present with what's actually going on right here and now. It's generally much less stressful. Even if we have big looming events in our lives, they'll still be there when the meditation's over. So let's put all the things that are happening in our life aside and just be here right now, in this room, in this body. Now what we're going to do is scan down through the body, starting with the top of the head, and using your mind's ability to affect the body with its intentions and thoughts. We're going to try to relax the various parts of the body that get stressed during the day. So starting with the forehead, softening the brow, the eyes, noting if there's any tension in the cheekbones, if it's comfortable, allow a soft smile. Tell your body and your mind everything's okay right now. And allow your jaw to hang comfortably. Don't keep it clenched, unless that's very comfortable for you. Scan down through the throat and notice, especially at the base of the throat where so many people carry tightness and concerns, just notice if the base of the throat especially is soft and not contracted. Checking the left shoulder to make sure it's relaxed and comfortable, that it's not creeping up towards your ear. And the arm should be hanging as heavily as it can along with the shoulder. There should be no energy. If you have any energy running around in your body, just redirect it to the spine. Keep the spine straight. Take a moment to look at your, or find the sensations of the left hand make sure the left hand is relaxed and comfortable. Follow the same procedure with the right shoulder and arm, making sure it's hanging heavily, not creeping up towards the ears. Taking a moment to see that the right hand feels relaxed. Bringing the awareness into the chest, which should feel open. Now let's lower the awareness into the abdomen. And it's so important in each meditation to spend some time softening the belly. So many of us carry our stress, our fears, our worries. By contracting the stomach, and additionally, we're often taught to hold our stomachs in. Well, this is a time to just let them soften. Don't hold them in. Try to make your stomach feel as comfortable and relaxed as if somebody's very gently pulling the front of the pants open so that the belly can expand. There's no holding it in. Noting if the energy of the breath is moving up and down through the spine easily. If there's a part of your back that generally develops discomfort and it's not an area that relaxes easily, then just find an area above or below and soften that area. Perhaps slowly you can move the comfort into the area that's tight and contracted. relaxing the pelvis and buttocks. You shouldn't clench to keep yourself seated upright. Just relax that area. Allow yourself to sink into the cushion. And scan down the left leg, the thigh, shin, knee, the foot. If you notice any area of your leg is getting numb, it could be that you're leaning forward. You might want to try shifting your weight a little back. Try to feel the breath energy moving down through the leg and out the soles of the feet. Scan down through the right leg, relaxing any contraction or tightness, seeing if you can get a feeling of energy flowing down through that leg. Now find an area in the body where it will be comfortable for you to watch yourself breathing in and out. It can be any area of the body you choose, because all of the body is involved in breathing. And when you find this area, the tip of the nose, the mouth, throat, chest, stomach, any area, ask yourself when you get to this area of the body, what kind of breathing would feel really good right now? And don't force the answer, just let your body answer the question. If you feel tired, you can ask what kind of breathing would be energizing. If you feel worried or your mind is jumping around, you could ask what kind of breathing would feel relaxing. And just first note how your body answers this question. Trying to watch each part of the breath, the in-breath, slight pause, then the release, the out-breath, and the longer pause between each breath. you find your mind drifting away to thoughts, memories, daydreams, just note that. The practice really is in being aware and bringing the mind back again and again, learning how to make the breath calm. A couple of areas to work with is making sure we don't push out the breath, but just release it. There should be no effort involved in the out-breath. It should just be a wave of energy being released that spreads throughout the entire body. And we should put extra effort into staying present during the space between each out-breath and the next in-breath. Some people count in this area, or if you'd like, use your ingenuity to come up with a way to stay present in that period between each out-breath and each in-breath. In the final few minutes of the meditation, just ask yourself if there's any way you can let go, truly relax into your body right here and right now. Feel free to change the pace of the breath, to make it deeper, slower, more comfortable. Is there any way we can feel more comfortable? More serene. So very gradually, while you keep your eyes closed, allow the breath to recede into the background. And in your imagination, you can begin to reconstruct the room around you. Sense of being in a room with other people. Trying to make the transition from the meditative state to the externally aware state as gradual, peaceful. Don't simply toss away the serenity that you've cultivated or any peace that you've cultivated over the last half hour. Part of the meditative practice is to enter and exit mindfully. And throughout the rest of the evening, keep part of your awareness on the belly to make sure that your abdomen stays soft and that the breath feels good in the body.